Rodney, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me today.
Glad to be here. Very excited.
You're running for county legislature. Is this the first time you've run for this position?
Yes, it's the first time I've run for county legislature. I was on the Troy City Council for a number of years. I was the council president 4 years ago, and I've run for office multiple times, but this is the first time I'm running to represent Troy on the county level.
I think a lot of our listeners would be curious to know what the county legislature does. Can you explain it?
The county legislature, as it states, is the legislative body of county government. And, there's the three branches of government. Of course, I think everybody knows the judicial. And the executive branch, comes up with a budget, spending plan, specific activities that might want to be done to make better the lives of the residents in the towns and the cities and the communities. And the legislative body approves that. And so we are mostly a behind the scenes voting contingent that approves spending plans by the executive branch. And that's what we do most of the time. There are other activities that tend to happen on the legislative docket, including, of course, voting on laws, but that doesn't, happen too often. And, code issues. And then as far as making memorial resolutions, and those are more or less statements of the legislative body on how they feel or an opinion on a certain subject one way or the other. Mostly, I would say 90% of the time, the legislative body votes on the spending that is proposed by the county executive, by the executive branch.
What are you hearing as you're talking to potential constituents?
So, we're in Troy, we're in the city of Troy, and our issues are different than the issues that might be in a town of Brunswick or Pittstown or North Greenbush. Everybody's got their own backyard problems. So I'm hearing the same things that I've heard, many times as I've run within the city and I've served within the city. The conditions of the city, our city has got a very diverse landscape and diverse population. So there are some absolutely beautiful locations where, nothing ever happens. And then there are areas in the city where the garbage is flying around and buildings are crumbling and there's a lot of crime and poverty. So, we're hearing, please help us, please do something, please help, same things, help us with these potholes, help us with our taxes, help us with services and public safety. We're also hearing that, we need to have representation, throughout the city, especially on the county level, because there are 6 county legislators in the city of Troy. And to be quite honest with you, unless someone's had a personal relationship with one of these elected officials, most of the residents don't know who their legislators are.
Do you support the resolution recently adopted by the Rensselaer County Legislature calling on Governor Hochul to reverse the criminal justice reforms like raise the age and bail reform?
So I think that's a complicated issue in general. I understand the original intent behind it, to be completely honest. I see that, and I think on paper, that law, had some merits and had things that were going good for it. However, as I sit and I've seen the effects of that play out over our community, even more so in Albany, where we've had an opportunity to witness some of the actual effects of it play out, at this point, think that it needs to be looked at again and also given back discretion to the judicial system. I think that not all things with good intentions often, make their way through correctly. So yeah, I guess I do support that resolution as well.
What initiative are you the most proud of in your public service career?
I guess it would be something near and dear to my heart, which was our solar resolution and our ability to have a solar farm installed in the city of Troy and at the closed landfill. So repurposing, an area that really had no other purpose at that point. You can't build on it. And then turning it green to produce renewable energy that has helped offset the bills, the electrical bills, which lowers the taxes in the city of Troy. So that's, you know, I've got a whole host of resolutions and codes and things that, you know, were passed under my leadership on the city council, but that's the one I'm most proud of.
What are some proactive things that you are interested in doing should you win this position?
You know, I've always been a person that's been involved in the community. I, you know, not only show up to events, but I, you know, get my hands dirty and, you know, help out, especially where there is need. You know, making sure that these communities understand that there is a legislative body that cares about them and is accessible to them and knows how to reach them. That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to do. It's, you know, no different than I was, and honestly, no different than I am even now. You know, I will be very present. I will be very available, and I will be very involved in the areas where the need is the greatest.
Is there anything that you thought you knew, but after talking to residents in your district, you've changed your mind about?
No, I know it all. No, I'm only joking. You know, that's an interesting question. You know, I think it depends on the residents, but I, to be honest with you, I have learned more about senior issues that also seem to be affected on the county level. That is something that is also very important. You know, our vulnerable communities are the ones that just, you know, quite honest, can't and are not necessarily able to do for themselves. So, you know, those of us who are of working age and of good health and are able to produce and, you know, either generate an income or just be active, you know, they have the ability to take care of themselves. But the children and the elderly depend on resources and depend on services from the county. And I see that some of those services are lacking and also are, you know, possibly not available at times. So I think it's important that as legislators, we have our ears tuned into that and also work to, you know, try to make that better. I don't want to say it's anyone's fault. It's more like, you know, out of the aftermath of what has gone on during this pandemic. But the seniors in Troy do not have the senior center that they've had for, you know, God knows how many years right downtown Troy. There's supposed to be a new senior center that is available to them and accessible to them. And that's something that we need to make as a priority because we need to make sure that the seniors have that resource. So many of them depend on that, you know, every single day for activities, for socialization, for food. It's part of their life. And that was, you know, a great gem that we had here in the city of Troy. And we're supposed to have a new place. And due to the issues with COVID and timing, it has yet to happen. It's going to happen, but it has yet to happen. So that's, you know, a priority of mine as well. And you need all hands on deck and you need people focusing on, you know, some of those things. And those, you know, you might say that's a little thing, but it's a big thing to those people who are in need. That's something that I learned on the doors, something that I'm hearing, and it's something that, you know, is a priority to me.
Rodney, what does the Black Lives Matter movement mean to you?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of morphed a little bit. You know, I am a person of color. I'm biracial. I'm half black and half white. Intrinsically and internally, I understand what that statement means. And there's truth to that. There's power to that. And, you know, I do believe that there is a movement that occurred that needed to occur to recognize that, you know, Black Lives Matter. There are people that go missing all the time, people who are kidnapped, people who are murdered and killed throughout our country and throughout the world. The ones that make the headlines are typically the people who are not black, but it's the most sensational, the most captivating. It's the ones that, you know, for whatever reason, typically pull on the heartstrings of America. And when you just see things like that over and over again, and you don't see the same kind of attention poured into people of color when tragedies happen on their end, it's, you know, it's just, oh, there's another shooting in Chicago, there's another, you know, family party that something bad happened at, or, you know, there's another, you know, person who was kidnapped, and we don't even hear about that, and they're the people of color. That's, I think, where the statement Black Lives Matter and the notion that Black Lives Matter is powerful. And that's where power happens and where it needs to be brought to the front, and it needed to be brought to the front. And I think that, you know, to be quite honest, I think it has effectively been brought to the front. So to me, that's the movement that I support and I stand with and I believe in. And I understand that that has been effective. The organization, which I think there has been, I don't know if it, you know, the organization came before or after the statement. It seems like I've heard, you know, Black Lives Matter for, you know, over 10 years and possibly even before that. The organization, some of the things that I've seen happening, the violence, rioting, coordinated rioting, I don't agree with that at all. And I don't stand with that kind of behavior. Activities that don't bring us together, but separate us. I think that's a lost cause there. And I think that's a cause going in a different direction than we need as a community, whether it be here in Troy or in America in general.
You're running on three party lines in November. So when voters go to the polls, they'll see you on the Republican Party line, the Conservative line, and the Working Families Party line. When I look at the platform of all of those parties, the values of the Working Families Party and the Conservative Party in particular couldn't be more different. How do you reconcile that?
How do I reconcile it? I mean, this is you know, elections and political office. I think that, you know, for me, I've always been someone who stands for the working person. I have been endorsed before by the WFP. I've actually carried the line when I ran for mayor. I was that was my only line that I ran on. Those values, as far as getting paid a fair wage and being respected and dignified for putting in work and hard work and the type of work, those are values that I think most Americans, to be honest with you, can support and agree with. The other lines that exist that are out there, there are conservative values, I think, that many people in the city of Troy also feel. It's not impossible for someone to have multiple opinions on several different subjects. I think we're all very complicated human beings. And even though, you know, our media and our social and our climate today tries to pigeonhole us into one camp one way or the other, what I've found is that we are all not painted with one broad paintbrush of one color, of one stripe. We have multiple identities, if you will, multiple pieces of our identity that exist within us. So, you know, I think it's, you know, an honor, if you will, to be seen by, you know, Republicans and conservatives as not only a viable candidate, but someone that they can get behind and support, that they have an open mind and they have an open eye. And to be quite honest with you, many of the voters in the, you know, Working Families Party have conservative values on other ends of the discussion. So, you know, we're not all in one camp at all time. And I know that some of the political higher ups try to enforce that, you know, like, if you don't agree with this, then you're not part of our group. And it's just not like that. And thank God we live in America where we do have the ability to vote across party lines and vote the way our conscience tells us to, and to pick the person, not the party.
I have 5 rapid fire questions for you. These are yay or nay questions. Here we go. Legal marijuana dispensaries in Rensselaer County, yay or nay?
Nay.
Proof of vaccination to get into public gathering places like concert venues and sporting events?
Nay.
Crossgates Mall expansion into the Albany Pine Bush area?
I'm going to say nay.
And one Monument Square plan, love it or hate it?
Oh, man. Neither, but I'm going to go more towards loving it because we need to do something. Sorry, that wasn't a one word.
That's a good answer. All right. Well, thank you so much for playing along with the yay or nay.
Yeah.
You did a pretty good job. And thank you so much for talking to me.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much for having me on.